come. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. I'll get myself all worked up and we haven't even started yet. So I guess I don't want to waste a lot of time on this, but I guess I'll just confirm what I was telling Mary. I think this whole automatic response is linked to my truth of parent-child relationships and on that vein. Is that why it bothers me so much? And I think it links back to perceiving that my mother was weak too. It kind of reminds me of that.
Therefore, you generate automatic associations in a negative manner and you react.
Right. In a strong way. So, is there like a... You know, I tried different things. Like I was telling Mary, I thought, you know, by giving him the belts, I would avoid all of that night. And that kind of backfired, I guess, because I had an expectation that that would work.
Did you genuinely?
Did I genuinely think that he... I thought he would think it was a fun thing and that he would...
And did you genuinely think that it would be a solution?
I thought I did.
or what you would term to be a cure-all?
Yeah. I think I did. I didn't?
You generate a strong association in relation to these individuals and their personalities.
Right. Oh, definitely.
Therefore...
But she's weak and they're manipulating.
Therefore, offering what you think is a fix to the situation does not actually create much of an influence for your actual association is in regard to their personalities and the actions they engage.
Right. So, what's a good way for me to diffuse that once I feel it building? Because I don't want to damage the relationship overall, because I like the way that he takes care of the dogs, and I don't have to worry about them, and I do enjoy spending time with her by herself, hiking, as a hiking companion. So what's like a little game or a little, you know, what can I do to that will genuinely diffuse it when it starts happening?
And what is the necessity for your interacting with them together?
Well, there's none. But they, you know, she asks, she feels that she has to ask him every time. And if he decides he has to go, I mean, I could turn around and say, well, then I don't want to go. But I don't think that's going to help the relationship. Yeah, I was doing good for a while there with creating him not wanting to go. But something, I think it was more the day that, well, I guess it's been a couple of things that's been building that I find it more irritating than I did before. And I know it's not him. She's creating her reality, and I'm letting myself get sucked into it. So, I need to bring myself more back to neutral. trying out was why am I deciding to let my gut self get sucked into it, I guess.
Precisely.
Right.
And at times, when you or any individual moves into an expression of irritation that escalates and is at a point that you begin to automatically, immediately react consistently, generally speaking, it is beneficial to somewhat remove yourself temporarily to allow yourself to center and to allow yourself to return to you rather than being so much projected outside of yourself.
Right.
But you are projecting quite strongly outside of yourself.
Definitely. I know I am.
And therefore, that is being perpetuated, and that increases the irritation, for your attention is focused upon the other individuals rather than you.
Yes.
And in that, perhaps temporarily, you might explain or express to the other individual that you would be more comfortable engaging her individually.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that without projecting an energy of strong dislike right now. But I don't waste a lot of time on that. I want to talk about other stuff. But thank you for that. I wanted to talk about Tiger Woods because to me he's just like the epitome of putting these principles into action and being an example of just how easily you can create precisely what you want. And one of the things that he said was, if I just concentrate on winning, everything else will take care of itself. So how does he do that without forcing or, you know, pushing his energy so that he does create exactly what he wants? I know that he has a knowing that he does have the ability to win, but he does put, you know, he does like the competition, and he does follow his belief of how hard he has to practice to make this happen. But, you know, this tournament particularly, he just looked like he was so comfortable with it and just doing it naturally. Because, you know, I guess comparing it to me, if I just concentrate on practicing these principles that you're sharing with us, that everything else will take care of itself. Is that a good comparison?
Yes.
Okay, and then back to one, because that was actually two. So back to one. That's what he believes, that if he just constantly focuses on winning, everything else will take care of itself.
Correct.
So how does he focus on winning without pushing his energy? How does he do this?
It is not necessary to push or force.
Well, okay,
energy.
So he's not focusing on the competitors.
Correct.
And so I guess when I think of winning, I'm thinking of beating the other person. He's not thinking that way. So where is his focus? I guess is what I'm asking.
His focus is in determination.
His personal determination of each stroke?
His determination to accomplish. Therefore, all else is eliminated from his concentration. It is not important what the other individuals are doing. The competition, if you will, which is not actually competition, is within himself. He is not generating a direction of beating the other individuals. He is generating his focus upon excelling beyond his own self, excelling beyond what he has already done. Therefore, each stroke is an unfolding, an allowance of that unfolding to excel beyond himself. Knowing that if he is allowing his own excellence, it is not necessary to concentrate upon any other direction than allowing his direction to unfold.
Okay, so now tell that scenario from my perspective.
In association with what?
What I'm doing. So I'm focusing on, I feel that since I've last talked to you, that I've moved my attention more towards focusing on these principles. More so than the outside factors. So, you know, all of these examples that you give a lot of times are to the negative. So I guess I'd want to hear kind of like a summary of how you see how I'm moving, like you just filled in with what Tiger's doing.
But that is with a specific.
Yeah.
Therefore,
well,
I guess
putting these principles into action. You know, my striving to really pay attention to each moment.
It is not striving.
Doing. Because I do feel that I'm doing more now.
Yes, I would agree.
And, you know, it's not really about the selling cars or where I'm working or things like that. It's more, because I feel this way too. If I just focus my attention on putting these principles into action and paying attention, that the rest will take care of itself. So,
that is the matter of allowing.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm allowing more.
Yes.
Okay.
I would agree. It is a matter of, as we have discussed, recognizing your intention, just as the other individual with his game. He incorporates an intention of winning. And in that, he allows each movement to unfold and to occur, and as he is allowing, if you recognize and you are watching this individual,
which I do,
you may notice that he is quite relaxed.
I thought he was this tournament. I don't think he was, I don't always think he is, like if he's having a really bad game. Which, you know, even when he makes a bad shot here, you can see his disgust with, you know, that shot, how he performed that shot. So how is that not getting in the way of the rest of the game? Is he just able to let it go?
It is an allowance in a moment of recognizing your own disappointment or irritation, but not holding that. It is an allowance to express an irritation or disappointment in a moment, but not continuing with that irritation or disappointment.
So what does he do? He just brings his attention back to the next shot.
No.
No.
Moves the attention to centering. He's not concentrating upon the anticipation of the next move. He is allowing himself to express the genuineness of what he is experiencing in the moment, but does not continue that and refocuses and recenters to allow himself to continue that allowance of unfolding and to continue that movement in generating what he perceives to be his own excellence. And in that, I will express, he is not continuing to refocus himself upon his attention. He genuinely knows that the intention is already set. It is not necessary to continue to remind himself that he wants to win.
Which I get caught up in. With everything. With money, with weight loss, I keep refocusing my attention.
Correct.
Okay.
That is not necessary. In actuality, that can be an obstacle for them. It does not allow you to allow that unfolding and to continue. It interrupts the process.
I think I'm becoming more aware of that.
Yes. Each time you focus upon the outcome again, or the intention again, you generate a stop point. And subsequently, you must begin again. For you have stopped your movement by generating the reiteration of the intention.
Okay, so I had a dream not too long ago, and I felt like you were a part of it. And I remember at the end of it where you were saying, and what do you have when you've reached the outcome? And I said, well, nothing, because you've already arrived. And you said, exactly, it's the process. And I started like jumping up and down going, oh, it's the process, it's the process. Was that helping? Because I really remembered that. And it really carried over, I think, into the following days.
It is not a matter of sequences of events.
Mm-hmm.
It is a matter of the process and allowing the process to move naturally. And in that, you may not necessarily objectively know what the next direction is yet. But you will, for if you are directing your concentration in your own process and generating your own excellence, you will present yourself with your next step, so to speak.
And that, I tried to hold on to that yesterday with, you know, him getting upset when I came in, and then me was saying, you know, it was kind of like he was trying to guess at what I was thinking, which I thought was interesting. And it was, I kept holding on to the knowing that I am doing what I want to do now. I am in the process of creating working less hours. And I just kind of felt that knowing and was watching him go through all the other stuff, but I have a knowing that I will create working less hours. And it kind of felt like, I was telling Mary this too, like the annoyance of yesterday was kind of like a residual of the day before. Is that, do you think that's accurate?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That is your point. You inquire how this other individual generates his movement and how that can apply to you.
Right.
In a moment that he may generate an irritation or a disappointment with himself, he allows that, but he does not hold it.
And I didn't recognize that I was holding it. How can I be more aware of, well, because I was really enjoying yesterday morning, but I was aware that in the background I thought it was going to be a problem when I got there.
Therefore,
right,
you were aware.
Right. So how can I do more like what Tiger's doing? I realize I'm practicing now.
Correct.
So what's the next step, I guess?
When you recognize that you are beginning to generate that irritation, rather than continuing to engage it and building upon it, either remove yourself temporarily to allow yourself to recenter, or you can inquire of yourself, how is this actually affecting me? Am I actually engaged with this other individual?
In that moment, you mean?
Yes. just as your icon, he's not focused upon the other players. He is not in competition with the other players. Therefore, it matters not how they are playing or what they are doing, for that is actually not affecting of him, for he is not engaging them. If you are becoming irritated in relation to an interaction that is occurring between the other individuals, you are not actually involved.
And I know that, but I guess it still bothers me because I'm letting the past infiltrate into that moment. Why do I do that? I know that...
We have discussed this previously in association with your father.
Oh, I must have forgot.
Remember your Valentine's Day. And our discussion concerning these automatic associations, shrines, and how they return and how they repeat, and they can be triggered by many, many different types of actions, as I expressed to you. They can be triggered even without an interaction. They can be triggered by a sight, by a sound, even by a smell. And as I expressed to you in that conversation, shrines are not immediately dismantled. They are dismantled brick by brick, jewel by jewel. But each time you incorporate that type of an experience, you also offer yourself the opportunity to remove one of those jewels by reminding yourself, this is now. What is actually occurring now? Who am I actually engaging now? In your experience that generated the excessive irritation, in inquiring these questions of yourself, you were engaging you. You were not engaging the other individuals. They were engaging each other.
Right.
When you can genuinely recognize, although these individuals are present in my atmosphere, I can choose not to engage. This is now. This is this moment in which I am present, I am walking, and it matters not what the other individuals are doing. For I am focusing upon what I am doing, and I am walking.
Well, and Sassy helped out with that with running off so far, because I definitely felt that move my attention.
Yes.
And I was definitely aware of that, so it was kind of cool. That's just like, here, pay attention to me. real quick, while we're on the dogs, when I'm playing with Sassy at home, and Zeus tries to bark at her or move into her, is he trying to play with her? Is he trying to tell her to stop playing? What is he doing?
He's not quite adept at play.
That's what I thought.
There is an element of play, there is also an element of attempting to settle
her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
what?
Is he reflecting me? Like a part of me that's saying, I think I'm playing too much and not working enough? Like a piece of guilt back in there?
To an extent, yes.
Yeah. Which is also putting my attention outside of myself, because it's more of what other people think.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I really want to, I guess, become more at peace with that. I mean, I think it's my tendency to focus more on, like, you see Tiger and you always hear, the harder you work, the more you make, and facing all of those influences of the belief of money. But then I remind myself there's just as many people out there that are doing nothing and making just as much money, but they're not the ones that are praised and highlighted or that you hear the most about. It's the other side,
which is associated with very strong religious mass beliefs.
Religious?
Yes. That struggle and sacrifice are noble.
Mm-hmm.
And are more saintly.
Mm. Well, we'll just use that to go into my next thing. I was reading the session that you did with Anonymous, and you were talking to them about their influences or the belief of money, and they were asking about the, I don't know why I keep wanting to refer to it as a she, but I don't know that for a fact. But their beliefs on money and how it's attractive. And I guess I just want to ask, are there any influences that I'm not aware of or that I'm ignoring regarding making more money? I guess their biggest influence was value, that they had to acquire it. I believe, but I know I don't always get the belief I'm thinking right. I believe that I can generate it. I don't think that I'm stuck in the mode that you have to have a job, to that you have to acquire it. But maybe I still am leaning that way.
Are you not?
Well, I guess I'd like to believe that that I can generate it more than I can acquire it. I mean, I definitely see moments when I do generate it, like playing golf and not paying for it. That's definitely generating money.
Yes.
So I think that I do believe that.
I would express that you are changing an association.
Right.
It is not entirely altered, for you continue to also include the association that you acquire money.
Mm-hmm.
But you are allowing yourself to entertain and to incorporate the association that, yes, you can generate it also.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I would express that you are somewhat in the middle.
Right. So how can I move more in the direction of generating versus acquiring?
By acknowledging,
mm-hmm.
by doing precisely what you have been doing. Acknowledging moments genuinely and crediting yourself when you recognize that you are generating rather than acquiring. Continuing to reinforce that generates a stronger association with that than with the acquiring.
And I think that's why I like talking to Joyce about these things, because pointing it out to other people helps reinforce it within myself, too. So, because I definitely want to move more in that direction. And I think coming more into the knowing, more into the trust.
Yes.
That it will all take care of itself.
Definitely so.
Will open up more avenues too. So if you could visit me again in dreams, that would be good. Because that seems to stick a lot.
Very well.
That was cool. And, you know, I'm sure it's the same as the weight loss. I got my new workout tool, and it really changed. I felt my perception altered because I really feel different after I do the workout. And I feel more like I did when I was doing the yoga. You know, and even though I don't look like what I want to, I have more of a feeling that, of a knowing that I will get back to where I was.
I am greatly acknowledging of you.
Okay, that's good. How can I move more away from that the foods you eat affect whether you gain weight or don't gain weight? I think I've moved a little bit away from it.
And what is your motivation for this?
Just so I don't, you know, generate guilt or a fear every time I eat something, whether it's going to make me gain weight or not, to come more into a balance of enjoying what I want to enjoy and knowing that it's not going to affect what I weigh.
I would express to you that for you, it is precisely associated with balance.
Mm.
That for you, in relation to your beliefs, and your strong associations, it is not a matter of denying yourself, but of generating a balance in which you consume foods that you generate a positive association with that are healthy, and also allow yourself to incorporate other foods, but in balance.
Okay, so basically just go with the way I feel now. Like, I feel in balance if I have a shake in the morning, and then I have something else in the afternoon, but then I balance it out at night with something light. And then as long as I work out. Because I always have a feeling, if I'm doing a challenging workout, that I can eat what I want. So that goes. So I do have somewhere in there that I can eat what I want and not be affected, but it's tied into the workout that I'm doing.
Yes.
That's messed up.
Not necessarily.
I guess it's all in balance too. I do like things balanced. Like, even, you know, the guy at work paid for a tip and then I bought lunch. I like to keep things in balance everywhere. How much I work, how much I play, time for myself, time with the dogs. So I like a lot of balance. And that's just a part of the interconnectedness of it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do that. let's see. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask about. The last couple of times getting my massage, I get like halfway through it and I start sneezing my head off, and it just seems to get progressively worse. And I know that progressively worse is because it's come into my attention now, so I'm increasing it. But what is that connected to? Why did it start?
And what is your impression?
The only thing I could think of was connected to guilt. That I was doing that for myself, or spending money to do it for myself, or...
Not necessarily. Yeah. I would express that this is a twofold action. One, massage can be a very manipulating of energy action. And when energy is moved, it can affect certain associations without even thinking. All individuals generate placements for certain energies in association with their energy field and their body consciousness. Each individual generates this action in their own manner, but you all do it. And with these energies, there are certain associations of importance. When that is moved, it can create a reaction. For depending upon what is being moved, you may want to avoid that particular movement. therefore, you create the action of sneezing, for it generates a twofold action. It allows you to blink in and out, and therefore not pay attention to what energy is being moved, therefore avoiding it. It also allows you to release energy. In that action, both these actions are being accomplished simultaneously. Now, the associations that may be avoided are those types of associations that we discussed in this conversation in relation to shrines. Touching that energy would be quite understandable that you would choose to be blinking in and out.
Is it located in a certain part of the body? Is that what you're saying?
It is not actually within the body consciousness. It is in your energy field, but in a particular placement in the energy field that corresponds to certain areas of the body consciousness.
So if the shrine's related to parent-child?
Yes.
That's fascinating. So why did that come up now? Like, because that hasn't always been the effect.
For you are beginning to dismantle that shrine.
Oh.
You have been. You began in our discussion with regards to Valentine's Day. And therefore, you are gradually presenting yourself with experiences that are opportunities to be continuing to dismantle.
That's been a big thing too, recognizing when things pop up that I don't like, that there are opportunities to practice what I've been learning instead of projecting outside and going, oh my God, now what? Look what I did. How many, I can't fix this. You know, so that's been very empowering too. And, you know, also, I was thinking about Mary was explaining when you come through that she's like holding herself in a tidal wave. And I was at an event one night and these two brothers were arguing. And I was saying to myself, you know, I'd like to say something, but can I say it without, you know, putting my personal thoughts, putting my energies to it. So I kind of played with it, with trying to hold myself in a tidal wave and putting my attention towards that, saying what I wanted to say, and not letting their energies knock me over in the tidal wave. So that was kind of fun to play with. It's a, you know, it's a good way to, for me, to hold my attention to myself instead of getting knocked over.
Congratulations.
Yeah, there's a lot of force when their energies are coming at you when you're in a conflict or you're irritating somebody else. So that was interesting. I don't know, but, you know, I guess everything affects. And I think that, you know, when you say something to somebody, it may not affect them that moment, but it's kind of like a ripple.
Correct.
And it may affect them down the road somewhere.
Yes.
So that's kind of neat. It's like putting a bottle out in the ocean and seeing where it ends up. So that's been kind of neat. So that's interesting, dismantling that shrine. So is there, I guess in that vein, is there anything else that I need to be aware of, or you just kind of naturally let it happen?
Yes, and as I expressed to you,
mm-hmm.
when you are recognizing that trigger has been touched,
mm-hmm.
remind yourself of now.
Mm.
And also remind yourself of what you yourself are actually participating in.
Right, as in the massage? What do you mean? Watch me.
No. When you are experiencing being triggered,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily with the massage, you are generating that action automatically, mm-hmm. naturally,
mm-hmm.
and allowing yourself to release energy.
Right.
But in other situations, when you begin to notice that mm-hmm. you are being triggered, not to allow that to continue and continue and continue.
Mm-hmm.
But to remind yourself to be present, be in the now, not projecting pastly. Regardless of whether you are thinking of past,
mm-hmm.
for I'm aware that you are not, but you can project without thinking.
Obviously.
For you are generating associations. And you can generate associations without thinking.
And associations are feelings. Is that right? Because I was trying to play a game which to help me more stay in each moment. So I was trying to play a game with what you were saying at the leprechaun session, that associations are closely linked to feelings.
They
are. Generates your perception.
They are not feelings, but they are very closely associated with feelings.
Okay, because I kept getting myself confused trying to make them different things, but they seem so close that I'm like, well, maybe it's the same thing, but it's because they're so close that they sometimes seem like the same.
Yes, okay. And it is not necessary to generally separate them.
Mm-hmm.
If it is easier for you to identify them by identifying your feelings, that is acceptable.
Well, it was more of a game just to keep me in the moment, in each moment, and play with it too. Because I'm creating games out of everything, just not to make everything so serious.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and just stay more relaxed. And so, you know, lately I've been getting irritated at work, which I think is interesting because I know that there's an underlying feeling of feeling trapped. And I know that there's like an antsiness of wanting to do other things, like, you know, maybe a retreat down the line, something that's mine, something that I'm not being controlled about, maybe having, like, you know, I've always, well, not always, but for many years I've thought about being a coach, but I think in there's feelings of, I haven't gotten far enough myself yet, but I feel like I'm getting closer to that. But I think this, all of this agitation is like antsiness of, I don't want to be trapped here too long, I want to get out. But I think, like the last couple of days, I'm trying to hold on to this knowing that you know, you create this, this is your process, you get the fanciness, just relax, something will, exactly what you want will come to you, and you're generating that. And trust, you know, come back to more of knowing that I am creating exactly what I want. And really, you know, genuinely acknowledging that.
Yes. And the more that you do that,
acknowledging that.
Yes, I agree.
Do I just tap in, because, you know, like with Tiger, I just feel like I tap into, like I can, like, tap into that knowingness he has. Do we have, am I like an observing essence of his? Or
counterpart.
Oh, a counterpart, okay. That's cool. That's a cool counterpart. So it's easier for me to take up on that. And it's just like with Rick, like I'm interested in Rick. And I keep going back to the whole Sean thing, and I just keep hearing you say, don't put it in a box, don't put it in a box. Enjoy the moment. But it's, you know, and again, we kind of talked about this last time. It's funny because he started talking to Michelle like he talks to me, and I'm like, I felt a twinge of, oh, I thought I was the special one. You know, and it's like, stop that. You know, so I'm trying to just laugh and realize that it's just another example to me so I can practice more. So basically, I mean, if we don't create all these different scenarios, we have nothing practiced. Maybe I like to practice more than others. You seem to generate a lot. So I can relax in that. So I'm basically, I'm on the right track.
Yes.
I know that, you know, what I want to do is moving in a different direction, and I can relax in knowing that I will absolutely create that perfect different direction.
Congratulations.
Ooh, we're doing good. So that was a lot of fun talking about Tiger, and you know, it helps because, you know, a lot of the examples, like the one that Steve gave, he's like, you know, with the, if I had a sprained ankle, and it's like, and you say, you concentrate on what's important, on the importance, what's important. It's like, okay, well, how do you put that in something that's good? You know, it's like, okay, you know, like you said, you're out of bread, or you don't have enough roast beef, and they're all negative things, and you concentrate with what isn't on and what is important. But how do you flip that to the positive things? Like, give an example that would promote going in the right direction on the positive side instead of being out of something or something broken or a headache.
Concentrating upon experiencing what you like, what you want. If you want a new vehicle, you allow yourself to experience that as you already possess it.
Like when I visualize being able to button all of my pants and being in my closet and trying on each pair and they button exactly like I want. So that is helping.
And experiencing that, yes.
But not doing it a lot, because then you, then it turns into pushing, right?
With you.
Which comes back to the balance thing.
Yes.
Okay, so today's theme is balance. Okay, so doing it once a day is enough for me.
Yes.
And not dwelling on it.
Yes.
Okay. Any other tips, last-minute hints?
I would express that you're doing quite well.
Thank you.
And I would be, rather than offering tips, offering acknowledgments.
Thank you.
For you are quite worthy of receiving validation and acknowledgement and congratulations in what you are doing.
Thank you. And we all know how I like that. So did I not schedule a session last month? Like, I felt that, you know, I really didn't need one. But I was wondering if I was tapping into somewhere back there that Mary was hurt and wouldn't be able to schedule one anyways.
Partially, yes, you did.
Because I thought, once I heard that, I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because it was like, I just felt, you know, perfectly content, but like at rest, like maybe I was picking up on that she needed rest, too.
Quite so.
Okay. And our time is up for today.
Very well.
Thank you very much.
You are quite welcome, my friend, as always.
Thank you.
I shall be anticipating our next meeting.
In my dreams.
And I shall be with you to you in great appreciation and tremendous lovingness. Au revoir.
Okay.
Hey!
That was a cool...